When presidents of several top Ivy League schools testified about anti-Semitism on their campuses during a tough House hearing this past winter, the president of Columbia University was traveling and did not attend. Today, though, it was her turn to appear before the committee. She strongly denounced anti-Semitism and hate speech, but as Laura Barrón-López reports, some members of the committee felt she had not done nearly enough.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman.
From the outset, Columbia President Manu Shafiq tried to persuade lawmakers that the university is being more aggressive about combating anti-Semitism.
Columbia strives to be a community free of discrimination and hate in all its forms, and we condemn the anti-Semitism that is so pervasive today. Anti-Semitism has no place on our campus, and I am personally committed to doing everything I can to confront it directly.
Shafiq and other Columbia officials who testified before Congress, including the co-chairs of its board of trustees, said they were not yet satisfied with the situation on campus. Shafiq said the school has taken some action, suspending 15 students and disciplining a handful of professors. But lawmakers, particularly Republicans, grilled Shafiq on the university's response and whether it had adequately punished those who made anti-Semitic statements. Virginia Fox is the committee chair.
Well, how can we be confident that you'll restore order in a safe learning environment if it took you months to send warning letters?
I have absolutely no hesitation in enforcing our policies. When I first started at Columbia, our policies, our systems, and our enforcement mechanisms were not up to the scale of this challenge.
Okay.
They were designed for a very different world.
Lawmakers focused much of their questioning on the employment of a tenured professor in the Department of Middle Eastern, South Asian, and African Studies, Joseph Massad. Massad first came under fire after publishing an article on October 8th in which he described scenes of Hamas's attack as, quote, awesome and astonishing, which were seen by many as glorifying violence. He told the New York Times today that his article was being distorted. He was also one of several faculty who participated in an unauthorized April 4th protest on campus that was in support of Gaza. Tim Walberg is a Republican member from Michigan.
Do you stand behind Professor Massad remaining chair of the Academic Review Committee, giving his support for terrorism and harassing Jewish students?
Congressman Walberg, I just want to confirm that when faculty behave in any discriminatory fashion at Columbia,
you talk to him.
There are consequences. No, we take them out of the classroom if necessary.
Is he out of the classroom?
I believe, to answer your question, he is no longer chair of that committee and does not have a leadership role.
But as the hearing continued, Shafiq said she wasn't sure of that. Finally, after repeated questioning, she seemed to commit to removing Massad as chair of an academic review committee. Shafiq also said several faculty were removed from the classroom and confirmed one professor was fired for allegedly posting support for Hamas. Others focused their questioning on the Jewish student experience, including Republican lawmaker Clarence Burgess Owens.
There's a statement from a Jewish student. It is impossible to exist as a Jewish student at Columbia without running face first into anti-Semitism every single day. Jew hatred is so deeply embedded into the campus culture, it's become casual among students, faculty, and neglected by administrators. Do you agree with this statement?
I have met those students and heard those words in the listening sessions that I have been holding. I believe in leadership by presence and walking around, and I have listen to those students, and it has distressed me hugely.
The grilling echoed a hearing held by the same committee in December, where the presidents of Harvard, the University of Pennsylvania, and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology were heavily criticized for their answers on questions about genocide. Since then, both Harvard's president, Claudine Gay, and Penn's president, Elizabeth McGill, have resigned. On Columbia's campus in particular, allegations include the beating of an Israeli student with a stick by a former undergraduate who is seen ripping down posters of Israeli hostages, and multiple students reported being cursed at for being Jewish. Columbia cracked down on demonstrations, deferring to a newly created task force on anti-Semitism. David Schizer, co-chair of that task force, appeared before the committee today.
But the problem is there, and it is not yet fixed. And I will say that our first step was to look at rules for protests, and I am very grateful that our responses have been taken so seriously. And as I said, the university is implementing all of our recommendations, but we're only just getting started.
Pro-Palestinian students at Columbia have also been targeted, including a doxing campaign where their identities were published online and circulated on a truck around campus. Students for Justice in Palestine, the most prominent nationwide pro-Palestinian campus group, has been suspended from at least four universities, including Columbia, Brandeis, George Washington, and Rutgers. Other campuses are also still reeling from the fallout from the overseas conflict. This week, the University of Southern California canceled a planned graduation speech from a valedictorian, saying it was due to safety concerns. The backlash was immediate, with some claiming her pro-Palestinian social media postings were the reason for the cancellation. The House committee is planning to hold a similar hearing next month, this time calling forth public school administrators from California, New York, and Maryland.
The committee stands adjourned.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Laura Barone-Lopez.